I'm definitely a believer in miracles and in the divine, and I have had the great pleasure of having such a healthy and wonderful life. But there are times where I've needed, you know, some guidance, and I've really asked for signs and help, and I've gotten it every time.
How would you say your faith journey began for you?
Well, my mother and father are very big in, my mother has, she sang in the choir for church from the day, I mean, I was, you know, we, my sister and I are a year and 3 days apart, but for as long as I can remember going to church, Mom always sang in the choir. She's the one that got me into church plays, which is in turn how I found my love of acting at a very young age.
What parts did you have?
Well, you know, whether it was in little Easter stories or biblical stories, just the children around, I was never Mary Magdalene or anything like that. But no, we were just, we were kids. We were, I was a kid in the, as the children were in the Christmas program and the play. And so, yes, my mom and my dad, we went to church every Sunday. I had little white gloves. I always remembered I got to wear my fancy little white gloves and my patent leather shoes. And I thought,
that's when people used to dress up for church.
Was, I mean, so beautiful. I mean, I love those days.
They don't anymore.
I know. It's just tragic.
Not even at Easter.
I still dress for church. I do.
Is there a time for you when your faith went beyond the routine of going to church, where at some point you're like, oh my goodness, this is actually real. Like, God is actually real and a part of my life.
You know, it was for me, there was, we went through, I guess in Catholicism, it was catechism, or, you know, this, when you're 13, and there was, you know, studies that we went through in order to get confirmed. And I remember really being in the church. It was in Boulder, Colorado. At 13, you're not really that interested in learning everything about the Bible and all the stories and all the things and everything to get your confirmation. I went in to the church, and I remember just feeling like, is this real? All this that I'm learning, you know, this and that. And I'm telling you, something came washing over me. I got chill bumps. I started crying, like spouting tears, just not like whales spouting tears, not like just tears streaming down your face. I didn't even know what was happening to me. And then with all the chill bumps and every hair on my arms, and I just had that moment. That was my moment as a teenager that I went, okay, you are real and you are here for me. And you are listening. And from there on out, it was just, it's just my truth.
Can you think of a time in crisis or other that you offered a prayer and you got a response in a way that couldn't have been coincidence, that every time you look back, you know that this was really divine intervention?
Well, you know, it's, my dad is a perfect example. Recently, you know, COVID hit and nobody went to the doctors for 2 years. And it was his birthday. And I was flying in for his birthday. And the day before he fell, and he, 2 days before he fell, and he tried to just handle it with Advil and this and that. But he was terrified of going to the hospital because he didn't want to get sick. And he felt so badly. And my dad was the boy, Hank. He's rough and tough. And he was just, he's a real man's man. And for him to say to my brother and my sister, "You have to take me to the emergency room. This is beyond what I can bear at the house." And they got there and they started doing x-rays and all this. He had broken his spine in 5 different places from the fall, just sitting on his bottom. And his spine was crumbling. And they're like, "How did you even walk in here?" And lo and behold, I flew in then the next day and they wouldn't let me in to see him. So you have to go and knock on the window. He was on the first floor. So I got to go knock on the window, tell him to pick up the phone. I could call him and talk to him on this, you know, on the phone. And up until that, he was driving. He was doing everything, you know, he was having his 88th birthday. And so he looked at me and he was looking all around and he was like, "Is your mom there too?" And I said, "No, but I'll go get her. I promise I'll go get her right now, Dad." And so zipped home, got my mom, brought him back. That night, I literally prayed because I could see that. I said, "If this is not fixable, it doesn't seem like it is. Just let this be swift. Let this, you know, don't make him suffer." And I really prayed for my dad's passing. And his PSA was off the charts. It was in the thousands. They said he got the most aggressive pancreatic cancer while during COVID, and it spread into his bones. And that's why his bones were so brittle. And literally from diagnosis on Monday, he passed on Saturday, but we got him home. We got him. He had his whole family surrounding him. It was absolutely beautiful. He was telling jokes. He was telling jokes to the nurse, and he just, everybody took shifts, and he made it all through the night, barely slept, was watching comedies. That morning, he said, "I'm feeling a lot more pain," and he wanted some pain medicine. And he just started, his chest started to get labors, and he took one big gurgly breath and he was gone. My mother was there kissing him on the forehead. He's had his children, his grandchildren. And to me, that is pure mercy from God.